JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we join in the weeks of activities to celebrate World Town Planning Day. And later, we take a trip down memory lane in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, and then we offer a child care tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. The issue of community renewal and transformation will take center stage as Jamaica joins with the rest of the globe in commemorating World Town Planning Day under the theme Housing Regeneration, Strengthening Communities. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is partnering with several other government and non-government agencies to stage a number of activities over a 2-week period. Director of the Spatial Planning Division at NEPA, Leonard Francis, outlined several activities beginning with a church service at the Kingston Parish Church on November 8, starting at 8 a.m.
We'll be having a talk. We're going to have career talk in schools. Then the public lecture and panel discussion will be at NHC over time. And we'll be having an interesting panel discussion in which we'll be talking about housing regeneration. And we'll be having an exhibition that will be from several housing agencies as well as government agencies as well. And UDC, the Urban Development Corporation, will be having a display and a presentation as well on what they're actually doing downtown and elsewhere throughout Jamaica.
He says the major objective of the celebration is to sensitize citizens about how housing regeneration efforts can facilitate community strengthening and development in areas with poor housing stock. He also notes it will serve to highlight the role of planning professionals and other partners in the building process. Among the supporting agencies are the Ministries of Local Government and Community Development and Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, NHT, the University of Technology, the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, Jamaica Institute of Planners, Pan-Jamaica Investment Trust, Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, and the West Indies Home Contractors Limited. Other countries commemorate the day from as early as November 4. Over 30 countries on 4 continents will recognize and promote the role of planning and creating livable communities. If you wish to participate, you may call to register for the week of activities at 754-7540, extension 2437, or visit the NEPA office at 10 to 11 Caledonia Avenue, Kingston 5.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of farming should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under the same act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in your parish or the parish you conduct business once you are a registered farmer.
A message from the Prader Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit.
One of the outcomes of Vision 2030 is that teachers will be trained to world-class standards. With the full support of parents and families, Jamaica will place emphasis on early childhood development. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
I'm just reminiscing on cassette tapes that we used to have on the Russian automobiles called Ladas that we used to have. The cassette tapes, wow, they were everywhere. CDs weren't around 15 years ago. Ladas, they were everywhere too, and the air conditioning wasn't in them like today. Black and white television, I remember JBC used to have programs with Elaine Wint and Diana Wright that were in black and white. Those were fun memories.
Here now is a child care tip.
I believe the children are...
Never leave your child unattended in the park, home, or supermarket. Make sure you know where your child is at all times. This way, you can keep an eye on your child and be able to protect him or her. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And we've come to the end of today's program, but thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout to JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvero. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.